got my boogers gone.
Hey everybody, welcome to Sanctus, Bob.
Hey everybody, it's Miles.
Just get your energy up there, Miles.
It's like interrupt Bob when he's talking.
Oh my gosh.
I thought he talks, I'm not talking.
You need to get like an ant. You ever see Dune?
Long time ago.
And there's a dude, McMillan, I think is his name, the actor, something McMillan.
Dude McMillan. What?
He was Baron Harkonnen, and he had the anti-gravity suit, and he flew around, and he's big fat, big fat guy with all these pimples and everything.
It's not the movie I saw. I don't remember.
Oh, well, anyway, that's what you need. You need a anti-gravity suit like Baron Harkonnen because you just sound horrible when you move around.
Oh, I see. Yeah.
It's like, oh my God.
I see.
I gotta listen to this while you're like, oh, I gotta get out of my chair. I'm watching Ghostbusters.
I've done a lot of yard work the last 2 days.
Mercy.
I've been raking leaves and planting and, you know.
Raking leaves? Are those left over from the fall?
Yeah.
Okay. I don't rake leaves. I will not rake leaves. I live out in the country. They just blow around.
They seem to collect in the back of my house.
Yeah.
And the problem is, by the time they've collected there, like the weather has really broken and it's really like incredibly cold out.
And I'm too lazy to go out.
And you know, then we had like this weird winter, man. That went on for like a whole 3 years.
Yeah.
It wouldn't stop, and it's finally nice out, and I was able to clean it up.
Yeah, you just sound horrible whenever you get out of your chair. Holy moly.
Well, I'm sore, man. I'm a lot of bending over.
Well, you should be used to that. You got a
stretching.
Job.
Stretching.
You got a job. You know how to bend over.
When there's money involved, yes. That's true.
See? There you go.
I'll be your private dancer.
Oh, jeez. Yeah. There should be a new version of where Dan Aykroyd used to do Fred Garvin, male prostitute.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, you'd be, you know, Miles Title, male geriatric prostitute.
No.
I got a suitcase full of goodies here, honey, whatever you'd like, whatever size, color, or shape.
I did a lot of stuff, you know, I did a lot of work.
All right, well, I don't believe that in the least, but okay.
I did, yeah. Yeah.
Should I get your wife on the phone here, perhaps? Clarify.
Sure, I don't care. Get on the phone.
Clarify a few points there.
She'll tell you I made pancakes this morning.
I'm sure you made pancakes. That's not a big deal. I'm talking about.
Well, I think it is. Did you make pancakes this morning?
No, I did not.
All right. Well, that's a big deal.
Okay. All right. Officially, if you don't do it, then it's a big deal. Of course.
It's a big deal. I did it.
Well, now, last week, I lost internet or something happened.
Yeah.
And I couldn't. And you were going to a big shindig, so we were running out of time anyway. But we just, the show just cut off, and I just left it like that. Now, you were in the middle of a story talking about a weird guy. I didn't know if you wanted to finish that up or.
I don't know. Well, it was just. I don't even know if it's going to be funny now. I didn't know.
Oh,
well,
okay.
I didn't think it was even actually going to be funny last week either.
Maybe it's more funny not to do it then. How's that?
No, I don't know. It's just not, well, okay, let's try it. And then let me go into it a little bit. If it's not funny, you just say enough.
Well, I felt bad because you got cut off. But
no, yeah, I'm going to let you judge. How's that? If you have no interest in this, you just say,
you tell me.
Cut it off. And we'll just start, okay.
I'll say, next.
Okay, so we're at, like, you know, a school function thing, and my wife, you know, she's like, well, we've got to stay behind and watch the purses and the coats. And the...
Right, oh, yeah, that's right. You were going through everybody's purse, and you're doing pad or pawn. That's where that...
Pad or pawn, or your tampons or pads,
right,
or whatever.
Right, you were taking guesses.
Funny.
Yeah, yeah, that was the... But you didn't actually get to the weird guy.
Yeah, I was getting into the weird guy, and then we got cut off, and the weird guy, and I... I didn't really know or didn't recognize him. I thought he maybe he's one of the parents because there's quite a few kids there. And,
yeah.
And, you know, I got to be about my age, you know, mid-40s or so.
72.
No, but he's wearing, like, kind of a black jacket, like a windbreaker, the black hat. And he kind of talks like Kermit the Frog or something.
Kermit the Frog.
Kind of an unusual voice.
Hi-ho there.
Hi-ho. Why are all frogs green?
Why?
No, but I don't know. So my wife's talking to him. You know, I had nothing to do. I just, and she. So the guy's like, I guess I wouldn't be here except for a court order.
He's there because he's court ordered to be there?
Yeah, I'm like, what? Say that again. Oh, yeah, well, the court. Yeah, it's a court ordered thing. I'm like, please don't let this be, you know, I gave bad touches to something or someone.
Why would it be court ordered to stay away at that point?
Thought, well, maybe it's like some reverse psychology, like, you know, like they'll, you know, in psychology they have something called flooding, you know, like you're afraid of bees, but you're in a room full of bees. I thought, okay.
I don't think they use that for pedophiles. I'll just put that out there.
No, and I'm not saying this guy was, but I didn't know where he was going with this. You know, I'm just saying, like, wow, that's kind of a weird statement when you first, you know, meet someone. That's like the first comment out of their mouth.
Yeah, I'm here because of a court order, okay?
So I'm thinking, what is this? He's like,
and you go, me too.
Me too, yeah. I'm supposed to stay away, though. See, that's the funny part. No.
My orders are different.
And he's like, I'm divorced.
Uh-huh.
And I can only see my kids if I live in, like, the same county as my wife or something.
Yeah.
I'm like, oh, okay, that's weird, you know, but I've never heard of that, you know, but.
What? Now doesn't he want to be there?
Well, I guess, but, well, okay, here's the thing. It's kind of a. It's one of those.
It's not easy being divorced.
It's one of those places that there's a lot of buggy people around.
Buggy people? What do you mean?
They ride. They got like horse and buggy. And
they have buggies. Okay.
The ZZ Top beards. And,
you're saying like the Amish or the Mennonites or something.
I don't know what it is. It's something like that. And
the corn people.
It's a fairly spiritual. Location, if you will.
All right.
And this guy brings up that he does not believe in our Lord Jesus Christ.
So he's divorced. He's there on a court order.
Right.
And he's like, man, the Jesus bit, not for me.
Not having it. There's
not
no
having
Jesus.
It, yeah.
Just so you know, I'm like, okay, whatever. You know, don't
he's not
deal.
Jewish, so it's not like he believes in the God part. He doesn't believe in any of it.
No, there is no God, right, yeah. I'm like, okay.
Okay, they just, you know, the Jewish, they think there may have been a Jesus, but he certainly wasn't the Son of God.
There is no Jesus. There is only God.
Someday you'll find it.
The Jesus connection. No, I don't. No, I don't. You know, whatever you believe in is fine.
The divorce.
I mean, I don't.
The court order and me.
The court order and me. Waka waka waka. Hey,
that's you. You're Fozzie. You're sitting there with Kermit.
Wait.
Court order.
Wait. Hey, Jesus. Hey. Yeah, I can't do that.
Nobody believes in him either, so you're all
hey,
good.
Hey, Bird.
So okay. Nobody believes in Snuffy except for Big Bird, so.
Hey, Jesus.
At least originally, they kind of made it, you know.
Yeah, so anyway.
They ruined it. Yeah.
So, yeah, so luckily this whole mystery got cleared up because I was like really like.
How did it get cleared up? It hasn't got cleared up for me yet.
Well, no, okay, so he's volunteering for this thing that's going on, this kid's, you know, band and singing and,
right.
You know, tap dancing and, you know.
Sure.
high wire walking, whatever these kids are doing. I don't even.
I'm divorced. Yeah, okay.
No, it wasn't Barney Fife. Well, I'm divorced and I'm an atheist and I don't like.
I don't believe in God and I like boys. What do you think?
I don't know. I was like, okay. So
you know, maybe he was hitting on you, you know.
But
Miles.
No, he was talking to my wife. He was talking to my wife. I was just eavesdropping.
I'm only quarter to be here, but since you and I are both here, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, so he was helping watch the room as well. He was.
Let me just mention that I like to milk cows, and I'm pretty darn good at it, just in case you wanted to know.
But I'm also a vegan, so I will not drink it. I don't believe in it.
Yeah.
I don't believe in it, believe it or not.
Okay, so this guy's telling your wife all about his court-ordered divorce situation there, and he's not a God-fearing Christian or anything.
And now he's been kicked out of his apartment because...
Oh, jeez Louise.
His landlord found out he's an atheist, and now he's been kicked out of
his apartment. Yeah, I've been shunned for being an atheist.
So now, you know, he's mad about that.
Hey, I got a piece of advice, buddy. Just don't talk about it. Nobody cares.
Yeah, you know, let's just all keep it to ourselves and, you know...
Yeah.
Don't ask, don't tell, whatever, you know.
When you're staying at, you know... Yeah. Jesus Christ Apartments, it's probably not good to say you're an atheist.
Our Lord and Savior Apartments.
That's right. When you're bunking at the Catholic, homeless shelter, it's probably not a good idea to run around saying you're an atheist.
Someday I'll find it. The Rainbow Connection.
That's right.
No, I don't. Whatever. You know, I don't. I'm not going to get all hung up with it. You know, it's like, okay, well, but it was just, I don't know. It was just, the whole thing was just like,
was
wow.
It drunk? It was like, fuck my wife and fuck Jesus, too.
No, it was no fuck my wife, fuck my Jesus, whatever. It was none of that.
He,
actually, besides that, he seemed like a very nice, decent person.
I thought it was going to be like a Hoosiers type situation going on there or something.
Yeah. Yeah, I don't know. It was just very, very bizarre. Let me, you know, had some life-changing accident when he was a young man, just like myself.
Oh, just like you. That's interesting.
Yeah.
Is that when he turned away from his wife or from Jesus?
Well, he couldn't turn away because he had a broken neck, so he had to turn very carefully when he...
So you guys are up there comparing scars. Is that what you...
I was going to, but then it was getting too weird. I'm like, you know, I'm going to show you a scar, but...
On my
belly.
Show
you
my belly scar.
I'm a believer, so you cannot see my scar.
Yeah.
No, but, you know, whatever. No, but he was a very nice guy.
You will see the Messiah in my scars.
I have, these are self-inflicted wounds that I have made.
Not only do I have the stigmata, I got Jesus right at the top of my ass crack.
That's
right.
If
you don't believe it, take a look.
It's a homemade tattoo I did. I did it by myself. So...
you're right, that mole looks just like Jesus.
Yeah, and so this whole thing gets done, and you know, the kids get back and they're all ready to go.
So you didn't move, huh? You stayed there with him.
He was there. It was very nice. You know, kids are just, you know, like dropping trowel in front of everybody. I'm like, Jesus Christ.
What do you mean? I thought this was a singing contest. It wasn't like a sporting thing, was it?
Well, they were wearing like some stuff.
Okay. They're all dressed up or something, huh?
Pasties and whatever else.
That's nice.
Weird. No, yeah. I'm just like, okay, let's just go. Okay, it's getting weird in here.
God told me to stay here by you since you don't believe in him and a miracle will happen.
So now my wife...
See, look, that 14-year-old girl just changed her clothes in front of you and you're not in trouble. It's a miracle.
That is a miracle right there. A miracle.
Yes, it's a miracle. Oh, my God.
And so, like, my wife, you know, was like, well, let's go. We had driven separately, like, you know, we had, like, this big caravan of buses, you know, and...
Yeah.
We were going to drive our kids home, and they're like, no, we want to be with our friends. Yay!
You're like...
Like, what? I don't care.
Son of a... Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, I could have saved some gas. I could have maybe ridden on the bus, you know, and paid about $60 in gas. Well, that's okay, you know.
Yeah, that's okay, kids.
I'm rich. That's okay.
Yeah, I'm rich. Hey, you got a $500 dog.
Yeah, basically.
Yeah, you're rich compared to
I'm
me.
I'm selling them. I'm going to sell them. So.
You should.
So now I'm always like, I...
Your wife doesn't sound like that.
I don't know. I was trying to think of a voice. I don't
know. Rosie Perez, that's your wife. She's Rosie Perez.
He might. I can't even do Rosie. I don't even know.
Miles, you get your ass back to the house, Miles.
Yeah, I'll do Harvey Firestein as my wife.
Oh,
Miles. She's like, hey, I heard there's like a cheese factory on the way home.
I heard there's free cake on the bus.
Hey, watch out. Here goes Miles.
Hurry. I'm like, all right, I will go. I like a cheese factory. I like a good cheese factory.
I like to go by the cheese factory.
And,
Where were you guys anyway? Up in Wisconsin? Jeez Louise.
Huh?
Were you in Wisconsin?
No, we were like in the middle of the state.
Iowa's got cheese factories?
Yeah, it was a chia. I couldn't believe it. I'm like, okay, all right.
And it's called chias.
And, you know, we're driving forever. I go, are you sure this is the right road? Yes, Miles.
Your wife and directions. Yes. Oh, my.
She's like, oh, no. Oh. I'm like, Vera, are you sure this is the right place? You know,
Open those straws, Vera.
We finally find it, and just tons of cars there. I'm like, holy crap.
And a couple of buses, apparently.
No, the kids went beelined home. They went home and...
Okay. They didn't get to go to the cheese factory.
And, suddenly it's like plenty of cars there.
Miles, remember our first date was at a cheese factory?
Oh, Miles, you're so romantic.
And, we're going in. There's some, you know, druggy, hippie-looking guy like you out in the parking lot, like, taking pictures of, like, the cornfields and stuff. I'm like, what?
Dude, corn. I've never seen it before.
Which is weird because it's, like, April and there's, like, no corn up, you know.
I'm from the city.
I don't know what he was taking pictures of, but, man, he was just, you know, blasting away. Like,
it's like it's after the apocalypse. There's nothing for miles.
I don't know what it was. So we go in, and, you know, you got to walk past the machinery, and they're mixing up all that crap.
I'm just doing the music.
You go, yeah, that was just the music they played.
You know, like old Warner Brothers cartoon.
Do you want to buy cheese?
Cheese. Don't forget your cheese curds. They squeak when you squeeze them.
Yeah, that's what it was, too. So we get in the room where, like, you buy this shit, and it's, like, packed with people. It's, like, assholes and elbows.
What? Do people really like cheese that much?
Oh, my God. Yeah, you would have thought they were giving away gold bars or something. There's people in there. Get out of my way.
I got diarrhea. I need to clog myself up. Give me some of this cheese.
There you go. That fucking cheese.
What, Larry Flint there?
Oh, you ate the estate outside. You don't get no change. So, you know, you got to kind of, like, go around, you know, like, this big display thing to get to the cash register. And I'm like, oh, hey, there's, like, you know, some candy here. Maybe I'll give the kids, you know, some splurge a little, get, you know, kids a piece of candy or something, you know.
Where's the free samples?
There was none. And, there was. I don't know. But I go to pick up this candy. It's like $6 and $7 for like a little piece of candy. I'm like, what the fuck?
Like, not going to happen.
Where's this chocolate from? Frickin' Russia? Holy Christ.
Honey, there's a Casey's over there. I'm going to get a dozen donuts.
Yeah, I know. My gosh. Man.
For like a 5 spot. And I'll get a chocolate milk or something to go with it. So.
Give me $2. We'll all share some Reese's Pieces together, man. This is ridiculous.
Yeah, that's craziness.
I said, screw the kids. They get no money. They get no candy.
No candy. Costs too much, huh?
And we got some, you know, overpriced cheese, which is fine. And we were squeaky. And
yeah, did you get some cheese curds?
Yeah, I got some of the curds, and some string. Looked like intestines, you know.
Fantastic.
Got some meat.
What? Meat?
You can buy little meat sticks that have been cut up into, like, inch-long pieces and eat it, you know. Like a little mini summer sausage in your mouth, you know?
Yeah, that's what your wife said. Reminds me of you. Reminds me of Miles. It's just
like our
first date.
Miles, that three pump wonder.
So, you know, we leave, and I'm like, you know what? No, I'm going to be an asshole and take pictures of this, like, hillside. You know, I start snapping pictures.
Oh, jeez. Okay.
Just trying to figure out what this guy was taking pictures of. I was like, man, what the hell?
So you went and took pictures of it.
To be an asshole, just like that guy. Yeah, I just stood there.
Oh, okay.
Snapping pictures. I'm like, what was he shooting, man? What was he so...
That's weird.
Like, yeah, it's just like this, you know, rolling, you know, county hillside.
It was just pretty, yeah. Yeah.
I got to be blue skies, you know, and dirt.
Cheese shop.
Meat sticks. An inch long meat sticks. Yeah. We like them. So, yeah, that was my lunch on the way home, yeah.
You guys just ate it on the way home?
Well, I had like a 2-hour ride home, man.
Oh, okay.
Got to eat.
Far
freaking
away,
hungry,
then.
Man.
Oh, my gosh. You're quite a ways from home there.
Yeah, we were actually, yeah. So,
okay. So you left the weird guy behind, huh?
The
weird
that
guy.
Was the, yeah, we did not invite the weird guy with us to the cheese castle.
I can't go to the cheese castle. I got a court order.
I got a court order to do that.
I don't believe in the miracle of cheese.
I guess I don't believe in anything from
you can't tell
astrology
me.
Right.
You can't tell me cheese is really, it's something not just processed, you know, fat, animal fat.
I don't believe it.
Oh, my gosh.
Oh, yeah. So we met Kermit, the court ordered frog. We had
Miss Piggy. His kids and Miss Piggy.
Very overpriced cheese. And,
No candy.
Screw the kids. They got no candy, no.
Yeah, no candy for the kids. Well, I'm glad we missed out on that last week then, so...
Aren't you glad that I...
I'm glad.
Yeah, I cut off so you didn't have to hear that horrible story. That
yes.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah, I like the way you tell me I'm always the cheap one. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Well, come on. I mean, really, would you be buying your kids that? I'd be like,
probably. Oh. I probably would.
No. Oh, come on. Bull crap. Bull crap.
Oh, yeah, I would.
Bull crap
on
that.
Oh, gosh, yes. I'd get him the $10, you know, box of Whoppers or whatever.
Yeah, okay. I'll
and hand-rolled by, you know, some kind
okay.
of
I, this is
German
a lie.
Immigrant or something.
This is a lie.
Yeah, no, I wouldn't buy that. I wouldn't buy any cheese, though, either, you crazy bastard. And I certainly wouldn't buy any meat sticks, for Christ's sake. Come on.
The prices were unbelievable.
Unbelievably good for the meat sticks. I'm a meat stick connoisseur.
What? Oh, I thought I heard something.
Oh, there's people in the background here. Yeah.
I was hoping there'd be like an atheist cheese shop because I was thinking maybe their prices might be lower.
God don't make it. We do.
Then those greedy religious people, you know.
Yeah, there you go. Amish cheese, huh? Amish cheese.
10%. 10%.
Yeah, you're like, you go to the counter and you say, why are your prices so damn high? It's not like you're paying for cell phones or anything. Come on.
Wah, 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 wah. The horse has got to eat, you know, actually.
Oh, yeah. Well, yeah. Look in your ditch. You haven't mowed it. Just let me eat out there. Come on.
You want to hear an Amish drive-by? Clip, clop, bang. Clip, clop, clip, clop.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah, I don't know. Very, very weird seeing people walking around with. You know, like it's like 200 years ago, what the hell it is. You know?
Yeah. You got a hat. You should have got one of them hats. That would look good on you there. Because instead of your trucker cap, you could have an Amish hat.
It's weird because you go to the two extremes. You've got like this very devout people with that like dressing from like the 1800s or whatever.
Yeah.
And you got this other guy. So, you know, I don't believe it. You got like the two extremes. It's so weird. It's like, wow.
Somebody's singing in the other room now.
Oh,
I don't know what's going on out over there. Well, you know, you mentioned a weird guy. I found out, at least my classification, that somebody I work with is a weird guy. And this is a person that I've known for many, many, many years.
I have met two of the people you work with. I would say they are both weird.
Well, this is even weirder because we were driving back from Kansas City last week, and I happened to talk about Sarah Jessica Parker. You know who that is?
Yes, I think I know who that is.
And I made some comment, you know, I make these random comments in conversation, you know, say, oh yeah, like Annie, you know, Sarah Jessica Parker played Annie and on Broadway. Yeah. And we get on this conversation about, and I'm like, you know, and she's just not an attractive person, that Sarah Jessica Parker. Very unattractive, right?
All right.
Now he turns around and he's like, oh, I don't think so. I think she's rather attractive. Dun, dun, dun!
But he unzipped his pants slowly.
Yeah, no, and I'm like, what?
To pleasure himself.
What? So this resulted in probably about a 25 or 30 minute debate on the merits of Sarah Jessica Parker. So
she's got great, great boobies.
I wouldn't know anything about that.
She's got great boobies.
I'm like, she just is not an attractive person. And she gets more, she gets less and less attractive as she's gotten older. So.
Bob, I want her to put the lotion in the basket a few times.
Yeah, I guess so. It was weird.
I like her a lot.
Now, what do you think? I was going to ask you. This is the thing. I'm like, well, what do you think about that? Where do you stand on the...
She is not my first... I've never... how do I put this?
You've never, gone fishing thinking about her, or what?
Logging the dummy, I guess.
Okay.
Like a soapy wank, if you will. I've never envisioned her in...
any of your fantasies?
No.
Well, what does that mean, then, for you?
She's not the worst woman I've seen, but she's not...
She's
not really... title material either, but you know
I'm just saying, as a whole, if you're looking at people who are, you know, actors and actresses, you know,
she would not really be in my top 10 of whacking it.
That's what I'm saying, you know. And this guy's all like, well, I don't know. And I'm like, you know, hey, pull over, get out of the car.
I just locked it to her last night, matter of fact.
This cannot be. We are, you know, normally you and I, you know, this other person, we are see eye to eye. In this case, it was just, I couldn't believe it. I don't know if he was just, you know, kind of egging me on or something, but...
it was a long ride, you know. What else are you going to talk about? He was like,
well, I don't know, but not that, you know.
Really, that would have come up.
Yeah, it came up, and I was just like, oh, my gosh, I can't believe it. You know, how can you live with yourself?
Did you bring up, like, a whole bunch of different women then after that? Like, okay, let's just run through a list real fast. And just...
No, I didn't. I just totally shocked.
So you just stayed on topic then. You're like,
oh, yes, very much so, yes. I'm like, I can't believe it.
I mean, you know. I definitely would whack it to Kim Cattrall first before.
Well, that's okay, I did bring